We're running, my dear. So sweet.
Hello, Ferrari.
Testing
947.2.
Where's the microphone?
Here, listen. He's very great.
It's internal. Ah, there we go.
It's not that speech. It's just great. It's all good.
You could do that. Nobody bought come on in this week.
Ooh.
I think five people.
You're gay. You're gay. Yes, you.
Passes Vieira is on a very difficult passes to decide again what not to say. I mean, it's just one can spend literally a year at least going to posuk by posuk by posuk by posuk, limud after limud after limud. When you get to, you know, when you get to Nitzavim Vayelech, you struggle. When you get to Trumim Tzava, okay, but when you get to Vayera, Chaisora, Toldo, Vayetze, each posuk is a whole Muslim movement in itself. So let's just go through various of the psukim over here. I want to stress today a little bit about Koyachov and Nisoyin. I mean, the parasha is ultimately finishing off with the ultimate Nisoyin of Arkada that we're living in this course today. And work through a few points of Yerushalayim that we find from Avraham Avinu that's brought up very clear in this week's parasha. First of all, there's a very, very interesting nakuda over here that the parasha starts off with is an extremely important point. Avraham Avinu is sitting. Yosef Pesach Oel Kachayim Hayoyim. He's sitting. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took out Chama Min Atikol. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made the hottest time. Terribly, terribly hot. Avraham Avinu is Shlishi the Milosri. He's sitting the third day of his Brit Mila. He's a man of 99. He's old. He's ill. It's hot. And there's nobody around. There's nobody around. Why does Hakadosh Baruch Hu make sure of nobody around? That Avraham Avinu should not be bothered. And he's sitting there. Kachoyim Hayoyim, in the heat of the day, waiting. Mitzapeh, he's waiting when there are going to be visitors to come. But Yisrael Novayar, and he picks up his eyes and he sees in his Shlesha Anoshim. Who did Anoshim? Anoshim are Arabim, they're Arabs. Mitzavim Olov, Vayar, Vayorot Sikrosom, Vayorot Sikrosom, Pesach Oil, Vayishtachu Olso, he bowed down. Vayoyma Abinoi, hit them in either Koshborchu or to the angels. In Amitosi Chain Benach, Amos Savim Alav Decho, he begged them, he begged them, he begged them, he begged them. I just want to touch on briefly the koichus, the moediga koichus of Avraham Avinu. Where Lech Lecha, we talk about part of the Nisyonus, but the koyach of how the parasha starts off is such a tremendous parasha, but it starts off with Avraham Avinu, Vayar Ilov Hashem Be'elonim Mamre, and the parasha starts with Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Avraham Avinu, Peh El Peh. Mamre is speaking to Avraham Avinu. How many times in history does the Kadosh Baruch Hu come and speak to a person? And how many times in history does the Kodesh Baruch Hu come and visit somebody on a social basis? Not to give him a nevuah, not to speak to him, to reprove him, possibly to see how he's feeling. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is speaking to him on a social basis, a social visit. No other time in history does the Kodesh Baruch Hu come on a social visit, possibly to relax, as it were, with Avraham Avinu. And here HaKodesh Baruch Hu is with Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu stands up and he runs out of the tent. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu wait there and he runs out of the tent to meet a few poshtoiv davei devara and to be mahana them and to help them and to give them food and to entertain them. How can I understand the chutzpah of such a thing?
They
weren't davei devara. These are davei devara. He saw them as davei devara. And the prophet says, "Rochatzu ragleichem, wash your feet." From Avodah Zarah, they created the dust of the field, the Avodah Zarah. So now the Gemara says, Godol, Hachnosis Orchim, Mekabolas Pnei Ashkina. Hachnosis Orchim is greater than Mekabol Pnei Ashkina. So here we have Avraham Avinu, who's Mekabol Pnei Ashkina, whose mom is speaking to the Shkina, and Hachnosis Orchim is greater than Kabolas Pnei Ashkina.
Well, even there's an obvious question that who sent the people in first place?
I sent it eventually.
Then what's the deal with
leaving
Hashem? Because Hashem's the one that sent
them
anyway.
Yeah, no, Avraham didn't realize that sent there were Malachim when he first saw them.
No, I'm saying, even though people, everything's whatever.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
What do you mean not necessarily?
Not necessarily that Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling these people to come there and therefore he should be Machnas Orech. That's an explanation Avraham Avinu had. Should I leave a Kodesh Baruch Hu and do Achnas Orechim or not? Between you and me, if you ask a regular person, what would you do? Achnas Orechim speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Come on, there's no side of the Chalat. Avraham Avinu knew what he was doing. What's the idea behind that? Sorry, am I closing the door? Number two, Avraham Avinu was mitzta'er. He was mitzta'er. He was upset there's nobody there. Now, that doesn't sound reasonable. It's like being upset. Today's Tuesday. I'm upset that I can't make Kiddush today. I'm really upset that I can't make Kiddush today. Why? Because if I can't make Kiddush today, I can't. Today's a regular weekday. What are you so upset about? That's not your avodah to make Kiddush today. Because it's not Shabbos. So it's not your avodah to be Machnas Orchim if there's no Orchim. So what are you upset about? You're not being reasonable. If there's Malachim and I can't serve, if there's guests and I can't serve them, there's Tzaveh. There's no guests, so what are you upset about? So I'm going to tell you about a yid that I know on a personal basis, and I think that this is a quote for Adam Levine, who's given over to us. There's a man in London, very, very special, a very special person. His name is Jackie Levison. His name is Jackie Levison. Jackie Levison has an open home. He has an open home to such an extent, I mean, the people coming into his home, the Gedroydon stayed in his home, upon which Sirov stayed in his home when he went to collecting in London. He has a shul in his house. Ramosha Aaron Stern, Zeich Chavi Zavrocha, was staying in his house. A lot of the Gedroydon, when they came to England, stayed in his house. He had an open home. He had an open home to the people who are nobody's too. Nobody's too. Jackie Levison was once asked by a guest. Jackie Levison, by the way, never sat in his own place. He never had a place on the top of the table where he sat and he entertained guests. He never had a set place. He would sit somewhere here, sometimes there. He never sat in his regular place. Somebody once came to him and said to him, "Tommy, how long can you stay here for?" Didn't know that he was a balabos even. "How long can you stay here for before they throw you out? I've been here for a few weeks. How long can you stay here for?" "So to tell you the truth, I've been here for years. Nobody's told me anything." Now, this is not a person who lived five generations back. This is a person whose mumish I know well. He lives round the corner from me, not far from me.
Lives
today? Sure. Lives in Craven Walk, if you want to know.
Yeah, next
to Thorny's house. His house, his wife cooks the whole day long, forget. Hachnosis Orchim is an understanding, one very, very simple understanding. Hachnosis Orchim is being mistabit to Kodesh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a beautiful guest house. It has mountains in it. It has rivers in it. It depends on which part of the guest house you're in. You have a guest house where it's a study. One big study. Yeah? Rechov Or Sameach. It's one big study. You've got more Moses in one street than you have probably in Jewish Moses in one street than you probably have in entire South Africa. In the amount of students learning. You're one street. Yeah? Hundreds. And in different parts of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu to understand that, and Avraham Avinu understood this, that to be mekabel pnei shechina is second hand, which means I am now connecting myself to the shechina who is speaking to me. But to do hachnasas orchim is the shechina itself. To do hachnasas orchim is not speaking to the shechina. Hachnasas orchim is copying the shechina. It's mamish is copying the shechina. It's becoming like a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And therefore, what's better, to copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu or to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to hear what he has to say? To copy him, to become a part of him, is more important than just connecting myself by listening to him. So Avraham Avinu had this conflict: should I run out of my house or listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The conflict was very simple: should I listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or should I become a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's Hachnosis Orchim. That's Hachnosis Orchim. And we see the Gedolim in the previous generations. Unbelievable, Hachnosis Orchim. You know, the Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Altufki, as a schuss of having in our house every week, she says these stories over of unbelievable stories. She says of Hachnosis Orchim of a grandfather, Rabbi Herman.
Yeah.
Rabbi Herman, all for the boss, read the book. Hachnosis Orchim, how his house was open to every single Nebuch in town. A person used to come with a fishmonger, used to come one night. When he finished, he'd go to the fish market. And the fish market used to close at early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, the fish market closed, up the whole night. 6 o'clock in the morning, he used to come in, wanted breakfast every morning. He's coming to have breakfast. He used to smell of fish. He had his big boots, big slimy boots. And he had a piece of toast. He used to want his, you know, plenty of time. He's an unmarried guy. One piece of toast, an egg, another piece of toast, one cup of tea, another cup of tea. And it's like, this is ongoing. This is gewaldig. Now again, we don't have this koyach, many of us, the bochrim, you know, to do Hachnosis Orchim, but that's a koyach of Avraham Avinu, and it's mamish like a shechina. There's a family, Nebuch, in Yerushalayim. I don't know if you know them, the Vyshinsky family. Mm-hmm. The Vyshinsky family is a family in Yerushalayim who have an open home, and any yeshiva bocher who has a problem with Friday night where to eat, or Shabbos lunch, whatever, any food you want. You went there to his house last week. You went. They go to his house. I'm sorry?
Where is it?
Dysinski. I never went there.
You have to measure on top of the new
He has an open home. He doesn't know how many people to cater for. You'll see in a minute why never. He has sometimes 30, 40 people there. How many people are there?
One time.
Yeah. Now, his wife was on a number two bus in Summer Ben Azmanim, and Nebuch, she was blown up. Number two bus, three years ago, Summer Ben Azmanim, she was blown up. The Nebuch, the bomb, as far as I remember, was on a Wednesday. Was on a Wednesday. Shabbos, his house was open to guests.
No way.
So my wife has cooked. We have everything in the house. Why not have guests? His house was open to guests. That, in the middle of the Shiva, his house was open to guests.
Sure.
Now, that's Avraham Avinu. Now, what I'm trying to say is that this very simply. That I'm not trying to show amazing people that we've got no shaychus with. The nisyanus of all the obvious, all the way through the generations, was not b'shat that we're dealing with distant people. Obvious mean they're our fathers. A father means there's a gene in each and every one of us that has that power to continue of that. There's a genetical, wonderful experience within us that we can connect to all any of that. And that's how we can do what we're doing. It's different to be an av and to be a godel. They obvious means you're all part of them. And I have to go through this parasha and see the wonderful, tremendous things of Avraham Avinu, his koyach that he had. The pasuk says, "Ve'ekcho pas lechem." Sorry, pasuk dalus. It says pasuk dalus. Yukach no ma'at ma'im, barachatu raglechem v'hishonu tachas eit. The pasuk says, "Yukach no ma'at ma'im." Take a little. Yukach no let. It be brought for you, ma'atmaim, a little bit of water. Ask the Mephoroshim, the Baal Musa ask, let's see what Avraham Avinu actually gave to these malachim. The Pasuk says, Velaboko rots Avraham, v'ikach ben boko rach v'toiv. He gave them a whole tongue, each malach gave a whole tongue, right? He gave them lushi v'fi ugos, huge amounts of bread, wine, everything they wanted. Yet, when it comes to ma'im, he says, yukach no ma'atmaim, take a little bit of water. My wife is so stingy. Water is the cheapest thing. If he's got a problem if he has a problem with money, so he should cut down on the chardel, on the mustard in his steak and mustard. He gave a whole tongue in mustard to each person. Why, when it came to water, yukach no ma'at mine? Say Baal Musa something very, very beautiful. Moshe says this. He says, then everywhere else it says, Vayimahe Avraham ho oihalo, he went, Velabokarot Avraham. Everything with Avraham Avinu, all saw his wife. Which is, it's like a good for it. Oh, they're one unit. But when it comes to water, it says, Yukachno ma'at mine. What's Yukachno? So, Yukachno, let it be brought to you ma'at mine. Who brought it? That was Yishmael. Yishmael wasn't part of Avraham Avinu's. If he wants to join Avraham Avinu's Hachmas Orchim, fine. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. So when it came to somebody else, when it came to a third party, Avraham Avinu can't be generous on somebody else's cheshbon. When it comes to me, I can push myself as far as I want. But now I'm not dealing with myself. I'm involving a third party here, Yishmael. Who says Yishmael wants to lug a whole big bucket of water? If you do me a favor, yukach no ma'at mine. Take a little bit of water. Now, Avraham Avinu, in his great, tremendous hachnosis orchim, in his unbelievable kindness, he remembered where he's holding. He remembered his priorities, which means however great a person is in their madrega, you have to remember that you can't schlep somebody else and make the other person pay for the level you're holding in. Yeah, I give you an example. A guy wants to get up every morning early. Wants to get up early, wants to learn early, 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, but he's a deep sleeper. He's a very, very deep sleeper, right? So then the question is, how's he going to wake himself up? So he puts in his room a massive one of these alarm clocks, yeah, that have this bell, you know, like a banger. Now, I mean, literally wake up the dead, yeah? Mm-hmm. A banger. So 6 o'clock in the morning, this bell goes off, and Baruch Hashem, it works. He wakes up, and the whole dorm wakes up, yeah, and he goes to learn. The question, it's very nice that he wants to learn, but why should somebody else pay for your mysterious message? This is the lesson of Yukach Nomad's mind. That when it came to Avraham Avinu, as much as he wants, but when it comes to somebody else, Rahman al-Islam, who has to suffer because of your kindness, that's Yukach no ma'at mine.
So why didn't he bring the more water by himself?
How do you make Yishmael first?
Good. Because we want to be Mechanachim in Achanasas Orchim.
You want to be
Mechanachim in Achanasas Orchim.
Because Rashi says
that we don't do the same thing. Rashi says that was a mindset that was wrong. Why? Because anything that was done through a Shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did through a Shliach. Everything in the time of the Midbar, everything Avraham Avinu did himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did himself. So Moshe Feinstein asks as well, he has to educate Yishmael, it's a din of chinuch. By the way, still today, you go to an Arab tent, you go to an Arab home, they're very, very machnas oirach. Mm-hmm. You will never murder you in your own home. Once you leave, they start to stick a dagger in your back. But it, that's from mamish, it's chinuch, from Avraham Avinu, right? So Moshe has to educate him. What's wrong with Avraham Avinu sending it through a shliach? So Moshe said, you want to educate somebody, the best way is to show by example. Don't tell somebody else to do it. Do it yourself and let other person copy what you're doing. Agav, that's what he says.
Yeah,
because
they got also a massive place for the poor Arabs.
Really? Yeah, it's not much. Yeah, unbelievable. I'm talking, but dag in your back as you leave. So yeah, this one. That's one finish up this vault. Rabbi Sol Salanta. He was very, very mad on the Torah to dine. He used to take a big amount of Torah to dine. When he came to a chasna, he used to take a little cup and wash his mamish's little nebuchadnezzar amount over his hand. So somebody said to him, you know, Mitzvah Tiddush Adayin. He said, one second, somebody's got to schlep that water. No, there's not water on tap here. Somebody's got to schlep that water. And that water's got to be schlepped from place to place. That person has to suffer because of my Tiddush Adayin. Just by the way, halacha l'maisa, very often when you go to a wedding and it's not built in a frum hall, the same thing goes through my mind. You have these big bins. Have you seen a big bin with like a tap at the bottom?
Yeah.
And have a big bin at the bottom with water?
Yeah.
Both bins, they have to schlep water for, and the bin underneath, have to both be schlepped. The bin that has to bring the water to fill up the bin, and the bin underneath to take the water away, both have to be schlepped by some poor fellow. Yeah. Don't sort of fill up the thing to the end and pour to the end. That's Mamash Devot. Yukach Noma Atmai. Mamash is a prophet, Mystic Cedric. Yukach Noma Atmai. Take a little bit. In somebody else's chesed, don't be from somebody else's chesed. I don't want to keep the eruv. Yeah, I don't want to keep the eruv. I don't hold the eruv. Yeah, fine, very nice. You don't want to hold the eruv, but what about your poor wife? Yeah, well, she has to push the baggie all the way up the hill now. That's your kachnama. That's mine. Yeah, there's a famous joke they make. There's a fellow who invited him to a theme. A chavrusa invited him to a theme. So he said to him, "Do you want to bar mitzvah?" I'll tell you the truth, I've been earning it all this while. I'm not Jewish. I was still in customs to come to bar mitzvah. He's not Jewish? So I don't understand you. So how can you keep... But you know so much. How can you keep Shabbos? The Gemara says the guy that keeps Shabbos is Chayv Misa. He says, I haven't really kept Shabbos. So what do you mean you haven't kept Shabbos? What do you think you haven't kept Shabbos? I see you every week keeping Shabbos. He said, no, I'll keep something in my pocket. But we have an Erev. I don't hold with that Erev. but that's the idea. The idea of Pasha is to be as frum as you want. But when somebody else is going to suffer from your self sacrifice, that's not our leader. That's not, you're not doing anything. Let's move on.
You're doing chumras,
man. Chumras, not halachas. Chumras. We find a very, very interesting verse. No, come on. Tiddush Adayin now. Tiddush Adayin. We find later on in Parshas Vayera, we find that Lot was Moshe Nefesh. Lot was Moshe Nefesh Vachmosas Orchim. It said later on, they came to Sodom, the Malachim came to Sodom, and it says in the Pasuk, oh, it says in the Pasuk. Yeah, it brings a Yotef. They come to Sodom. The Yoshneim are locked in Sodom of the Erev. Yet later from the south Sodom. The Yalot, the Yochum, the Krosom, the Stachapayim, Orzah. Ah! Fantastic. Mamish like Avraham Avinu. Very Mehinin, Adonai, Mamish almost the same speech. Surnom, Erebab, Beit Abdechem, Lim Rach, Suraj Lechem, Yeah, Viskant, Velachtim, Darkechem, Mamish gives the same speech as Avraham Avinu. And they say, no, the Yitzabon Ma'oid, Nolin, be quite happy sleeping on a park bench. The Yitzabon Ma'oid, and he asks him, and he begs him, Surah Elov, and he go away. and eventually the boy or basic. The Yasahem, Mr. Matis Oifo, the Yechidon, the Eats, Gavaldi, Termishkovu, before they go to sleep, Anshe Sudoim, the Sabu Alabais. There's a whole demonstration outside, pickaxes, baseball bats. They've come. Yeah? They've come. What have done wrong? Loit has started to entertain, totally against the laws of Sudoim. Where are these people? You lock the door, and lock the door behind him. Now, Loit is, Mamis going out to the lion's den here. The people are fuming with him. Fuming with him. Entertaining. Loit goes out. My friends, don't worry. I have two daughters, actually, the other is, so don't know anybody. I'll take them out, but Asu lehen katoy beinechem. Do whatever you wish to them. Don't do anything to these people. They're in my home now. His kids are slipping back inside, and his people are banging, and they turn blind, and they ram some mitre. Now, Loit was saved later on from Sodom for one sechus. What was the sechus he got saved for? For saving, when he came to Mitzrayim, and Avraham Avinu said, Achaisi he, that she's my sister, Loit did not say, it's not, it's his wife. Now the shaila is very simple. The shaila is, what's the greater Mesiras Nefesh? The Mesiras Nefesh over here, of always giving up his life for the sake of Achnosos Orchim, or not being a Moiser, yeah? Not giving up your own aunt to be, your own uncle to be killed, the uncle who saved his mama, she saved his life from all over the place, who brought him up, adopted him, brought him, made him wealthy. Not giving up your life, the life of your uncle. What's the greater Mesiras Nefesh? Obviously this. Later though it says that the schar of not speaking badly about Avraham Avinu, not getting him killed, was what saved him. This schar is much greater.
Why? He was giving his daughter away.
Number one. Number two, what's Loit doing? What's wrong with this guy? He's saving his guests, but he gives his daughters to a mob. Yeah, to a mob. Now, it doesn't say here in the apostle he gave them to them that whoever wishes can marry them. His mummies are going to be raped, these girls. They're going to be... Who knows what's going to happen to them? Who knows? Take them, I keep my two daughters, take them. Just don't touch these strangers. What's besate? So the Bali Musa say something very beautiful. They say that this Loit was a classic, what you call a chosid traitor.
Yeah.
A chosid traitor. A chosid traitor is somebody, the Gemara says, what's a chosid traitor? A chosid traitor, you see the woman drowning. A woman drowning. And mama's head bobbing up and down from the sea. And she says, I'm sorry, I can't look. I don't look it. I'm sorry. And this woman drowns. That's called a chosid traitor. What's going to happen to this person? They come to Shemayim, the guy's a murderer. That's a chosid traitor. Or a woman falls down in the street. A woman falls down in the street and there's nobody to pick her up. Nobody around to pick her up. And never... She needs help. And I'm sorry, I don't touch women. I'm Shomer. Yeah, that one? I'm Shomer. Yeah? Chosid traitor. Loit was a classic chosid traitor. Loit understood that the din of Achnosos Orchim. Now, he just saw halacha Achnosos Orchim. He's a typical, somebody saying so, a typical person who learned halacha from the Shulchan Aruch. Himself. Without going to say. That was Loit. Loit was going through Mamish learning Hilchos Achnosos Orchim. You know, I see who's, he doesn't have a Shulchan Aruch, so who's he learning from? Avraham Avinu. Oh, so let's see what he's supposed to do now. Vayaretz Ikrosom. Okay, Loit Vayaretz Ikrosom runs out. Yeah, you have to bow down. Did Avraham Avinu bow down? Yep, you bow down. Vayistachus. Okay, I bow down too. What did Avraham Avinu say? Vayomer. Something about Adonai. Oh, yeah, right. As well, I can hear the same lashon. Exactly the same Avraham Avinu. Did he give him bread and things? Yes, I give him too. Now come to the dilemma. Now what am I supposed to do? Now Avraham Avinu didn't get into trouble, but I am. Now what am I supposed to do? I don't know. I didn't see that Avraham Avinu. You know what? What I didn't see, I don't use my head for. Everything else. So let's split this up. Make sure my guests are okay. Kick out these. Take my two daughters and throw them out. Avraham Avinu didn't have daughters. So I don't know what Avraham Avinu would have done. So get rid of these daughters. Let them be raped. Whatever it needs. That's fine. That's a chosid traitor. He had no mind of his own. His person mummish working through, copying somebody like parrot fashion, but not internalizing it, not putting it through his own seichel. How many people ask some shilas? Ridiculous shilas to debate them today. The ridiculous shilas. They have no kesher b'chlal to seichels. Simple shilas. It could be. You don't have to ask yourself. Possibly you got to think yourself. Think through the sugi yourself. Don't ask every silly thing that goes through your head. People don't. The advantage we've gained on one time that we ask shilas today is on the expense that people do not know how to think anymore. And they give up, normally for minhagim, they give up derises. People go all over the world for yom tovim, to kvarim, and for this and that. Zinah shalom bayis. The wife doesn't want them to go. Yeah, but there's an inn, it says in some certain sefer, if I go to this person's kaver for this yom tov, then they're going to get tikkun klali. I mean, come on, but it's shalom bayis. There's shalom bayis. And there's an inn of oinig yom tov, there's chinuch of children. There's leaving Eretz Yisrael for no reason. You have to know when you can leave Eretz Yisrael as a shayla. So it's an inyan, gewaldig, but use your seichel. There's certain times you can't do it. There's a time when a certain person went chutz to go to a certain kaver. Yeah, and he left his baby there, a newborn baby. Weird. He left it with his wife, and phoned up from that place to a moihel, please mum my baby for me. Do me this, my baby, and this place. The moihel said, sorry, I'm not doing it. If you don't have seichel to bring up this child, I'm not doing the meat on him. You got to use your seichel. Rabbi Solomon, I think it was the Baruch Shmuel, the Baruch Be'er, father member, by him on Hanukkah, everyone had lit the menorah ready, and he was sitting there waiting, not lighting the menorah. So thank you, Rebbe. You know, atich leregum and ashuk. It's halachas of hilchos Hanukkah. He said, no, I'm not waiting. Anyway, his wife came in very late with shopping bags. Helped his wife shopping. How are you? Sat down. Then lit his menorah. So people said, thank you. What's going on? He said, I don't understand. The Gemara says clearly. The Gemara says you don't have enough money for neres Hanukkah, neres Shabbos. Neir Shabbos Odis. Better to do Neir Shabbos. Why? Because Shalom Bayis is more Neir Shabbos than Shalom Bayis, because you can see what's going on, you can enjoy yourself more. Yeah? You can have a meal, enjoy the meal better. So Shalom Bayis is more important than Neir Hanukkah. I know if I light before my wife comes home, she's going to be upset. So Shalom Bayis against Neir Hanukkah. I never saw that in Shulchan Aruch. You don't need to see that in Shulchan Aruch. You've got to use your head. Late was a typical chassid traitor. He learned a halacha not allowed to touch him unless he doesn't use his head.
Why was he saved?
Why was he saved? He was saved only for the fact that he didn't tell it of Avram Avinu that it was his uncle. He didn't learn it anywhere. Nowhere did Avram Avinu teach him, by the way, when it's a time to lie. It's time to say a sheker. It's a time to play along. And therefore, when I come to Mitzrayim and somebody asks me, is it my wife or is it my sister? And I say my sister, you be quiet. Nobody ever taught him that, yet he did it. So that small action of actually doing it himself without anybody telling him was worth more than all the Hakmasas Orchim put together, because he was thinking. He was thinking, it was his own action, he was actually thinking. That is why he was saved. If a person thinks something through himself, again, nobody's telling you now to start thinking everything through yourself and not follow Shulchan Aruch and talk other rabbi. You're supposed to know the halachas, but you're supposed to know what the halachas mean and internalize them. Not just go through the halachas, whatever you're doing, and just, oh, halacha. You've got to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. It's a very easy way of, certainly for Bali Truva, who don't have the shimush, don't have the background, and seeing people keep mitzvahs to go very, very off the deep end. Very, in mitzvahs, choshev, and shulchan aruch, and the Bible thump, you know? States. Yeah? These people, I always talk about these people who are the tefillin policemen. Yeah, this new fella comes, new chevra come to shul. Yeah, you get visitors come to shul, and you got the guy who's spotting out for the guy whose tefillin is half a millimeter off in advance. Ah! Caught you! Right? nobody's issued him with books that can give actually a fine, because, you know, so he walks up to them, and without even saying anything, he moves them for them. Yeah? Kavaldic. First of all, you've got to learn Hilchos Shulchan Aruch. It's very unlikely that you're not Yotzer. It's a hiddle. It's supposed to be placed on your moyach, on your head, on your kodkoi, to have two tefillin. That it's so far out, if mom is not in place with two tefillin, it's very unlikely. But is that his tachlis? And you're right, and the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah brings down the tzorich, you have to be mechanech people to put tefillin on the right place. But that is his Yiddishkeit. Is that a Yiddish guy? Or writing his big tefillah, his big things all over about wearing a peir nochris. Wearing a cycle. No, his mum is, it's his job to stop people wearing peir, he's going to enter Shmaim with his peir nochris.
What's this?
Yes, ask him.
Yeah?
No, it's a whole big thing about... And therefore, a person who does wear peir nochris will burn down the shops. I mean, is that normal? Is that a chassid traitor? Therefore, one's got to be focused. One's got to be normal. One's got to understand that halacha is in the context of being a mensch. That is light opposite to Avraham Avinu. The Bosa carries on. What's that? No. Not everyone has to be a kanoi one area of life. A kanoi cannot be a kanoi more than one thing. A kanoi can't, no. A kanoi can be a kanoi only for one thing. Yeah? Not everyone's got to be a kanoi.
You need one policeman every
shop. You don't need a policeman. Even if you can get a friendly policeman. Remember those friendly policemen? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Smiley bobbies. Yeah, you go around on little bikes. Mm-hmm. And they say, good morning. Good morning, sir. Good morning, lad. Yeah? You can be a friendly policeman too. You can say, listen, Shalom Aleichem, my name is this and this and this. Can I invite you for breakfast? Just by the way, you're sitting a little bit. Do you mind if I, maybe move a little bit sick? Well, but can I have buy for breakfast? Not walk up to them, find everybody, stand right in front of them, make calculations, boom, yes.
I've actually learned a lot of mathematics that people just do that. They teach you on the thing like where to put it. They come up to you, in front of everyone and scream it out. But you know what, the next time I don't do it.
Look around it. You say, you know what, this person's very kind to you, but he's just given up his whole in the mahabba for the one mitzvah.
You can handle
it. No, there's a story, this is a true story. This is a true story. There's somebody in the shul, and there was a midget. A midget in the shul. There's a midget, a midget in the shul. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch it says, you've got to make a bracha, and you see a midget. So what does he do? What does he do? He looks in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, it's better people who answer on me rather than making the bracha itself. He makes a chesed. It's more important to make a bracha, and it's important to answer me. He takes his chap, I'm not joking, he picks him up, this is brought down in the sefer with the same witnesses. He picks him up, and he, with a full kavanah, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melekeinu Melech Olam, Mesameh HaBrius, look at this strange guy. And Mamash is a chavit people, gewaldig. Mamash, how often do you get this bracha? How often do you see a mission? He can make the Shana HaBrit. Mamash, he comes home and says to his wife, And Mamash, the Shana HaBrit on a Tuesday. Who gets the Shana HaBrit on a Tuesday? Mamash, this guy's
going.
You're supposed to hold the whole where you make him bracha. You're supposed to hold with both hands. And he gives it a shake. And Nebuch, this guy runs out under the benches and runs out of shoes. Never. Let's cross it traitor. Let's move on. This story was brought down. My brother said it over. I think he heard from Pesach Kron.
You have to hold him to.
Of course you don't.
So that's how I heard it from Pesach Kron.
What did
you
say?
Every time
he
came to a midget.
Rob, I've got a different.
He's here a midget. If you see it every day, come to your school, then it's a tight thing. But it's something
new to me, then it's a rock. Rob, I've got a story from Ace. I used to go to Benny and Eddie. And you've got a sprung chat up line, you go up to the girl.
Yeah.
And there's a brocha for good looking people. You say the brocha.
Don't see Mr. Brooks. Okay, I'll basically have to move on. The Pasuk says, Rabbi said, another very interesting thing now. The Rabbi Chama Wasserman went to speak in the Rabbina seminar. The Rabbina seminar was a seminar, nothing to do with the drink. Rabbina seminar means a seminary for rabbis, and my father in Berlin, my grandfather, Zech Tzadik Livracha, was one of the graduates of that method. A very, very special yeshiva, and Abba Chama came the first time to Berlin, and he spoke in the shul in his pasuk vayera, and he said it's a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, "Avraham Avinu came to Mitzrayim." It says, Yeah. It says, one second. Sorry. Varguni Adivati, Varguni Adivati, because we have it over here. Yeah, okay, Perik Chof of Yudalus. Vayomer Avraham, so you have a whole story of Avraham Avinu come down to Mitzrayim, and Sarah gets taken, and Avimelech sort of makes himself very self-righteous, and didn't know, and didn't mean to, Nikyon Kapai, if I would have known, Chassid Shalom. And he says, Vayomer Avraham, Avraham says to him, Pasuk Yudalus, Ki Amarti, because I said, Rak en yeres alekim emokim hazeh varugun yad vayishti. Rak en yeres alekim emokim hazeh varugun yad vayishti. Says Rabbi Chanon, what's this word rak? Why do you say the word rak only? So v'yema Avram ki amati en yeres alekim emokim hazeh varugun yad vayishti. What's rak? He said, I've come to Germany, and I've seen everything perfect. The levels of intellect, unbelievable. The culture is unbelievable. You could go Germany even today when it was bombed, tremendously bombed. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. Berlin is beautiful. Yeah, you go to other places, beautiful city. The people there, so polite. Bitte schön, danke schön. Everything's so polite, it's so well ordered. Rak, there's only one thing missing here. Rak in Yerushalayim b'mokim hazeh. There's one thing, everything else is fine. Rak, there's one thing in Yerushalayim b'mokim hazeh. Says Rabbi Chanan. You should know that Germany is the most beautifully cultured place. It's a leading nation today. Rak in Yiras Elekim B'mokim Hazeh. There's one thing missing. And let me warn you, Varugun Yad Vayishti, they'll kill every single one of us if they can. That was long before Hitler started off.
Sorry, what was that?
That was long before Hitler came. Not so exactly which year, it was long before Hitler came.
Is that what
Rabbi Chanan of Wasserman said. Rak in Yiras Elekim B'mokim Hazeh Varugun Yad Vayishti. You can get people who are cultured, people who can send people to the moon, people who can do operations with light. People are craziest different things today. But Rak in Yiras Elekim B'mokim Hazeh Varugun Yad Vayishti. Rabbi Osher Wade was a German priest studying in Berlin, and he learned this message. I spoke to him personally, and he said that what made him become a Ger, what made him go through a Ger, he said when he saw how cultured the Germans were, when he saw how unbelievably mature they were in everything besides Yerushalayim, he realized the difference between a human being and an animal is Yerushalayim. And he became a Ger. What's that? Rabbi Osher Wade. He was a priest, and today he's one of the leading Kirov. Yeah, two of guys today. Cleans for years, cleans for garb. Gera Chosid, completely dressed and bedecked in the thing. Yeah, he says Wade. That's not a Jewish name. Said, no, it is now. But that was Rakhid Jewish looking mock him as well. We have two people. We have Avraham Avinu. We have Bina Marosha. Bina Marosha was Bina Marosha and Moshe Rabbeinu. Sorry, Bina Marosha and Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the chiluk between them? They were all given exactly the same process. The only difference was that they could not be given Yiras Shamayim. You could not be given Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah? Akol B'day Shamayim Chutz from Yiras Shamayim. And therefore the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bina Marosha was Yiras Shamayim. Rak in Yiras Shamayim Mokam Hazeh for Aguni Al Devayishti. I don't know what else to say. I mean, there's so much more to say. I want to pick on a couple of more points here. I think we spent until 9 o'clock, but yeah. I just want to step back here a second. There was one Nisayon of Avraham Avinu that was extremely difficult for him. It all was. But the Nisayon over here was the Nisayon of Yishmael. We have here a case of Yishmael is Mitzachik in Yitzchok. Mitzachik, playing games, says Rashi, Gilaroi Shlichtam Avedazar. He's playing games, he's a let. He's playing games. By the way, Yishmael at the end of his day is a Truba and he died a Tzaddik. But he was playing games. And we have a whole question over here, who's right? Should he throw him out of the house, should he not throw him out of the house? V'yera ha'dobah mo'oid be'ina Avraham al oidesh b'noi. Chof alef yud alef. V'yera me'elekim al Avraham. Again, just before that, it says in Prophet Tess, the Torah says ben hoga mitzvah ha'fiyod al Avraham mitzachit. He was playing around. The time when Avram goes to Omar Hazayis Esbonah, she said to Avram, get rid of this boy, ben ha'Omar Hazayis in Bnei Yitzchok. This boy can't be with my son. It's terrible to get rid of my son from my own son at the house when I've been in the car of everybody else. Don't let it be bad. Listen to her. Etc. Our friend is making it easier for him.
No, he's saying that the reason that you don't have to worry about it, that you should listen, that you don't have to worry about throwing, you should listen to it because of Yitzchak. That's where you're going to be the continuation, right?
Yitzchak's the main one.
That helps if you're going to throw out your son with a canteen of water.
So exactly. I mean, what's going on here? What wasn't the same with Avraham Avinu here? Every person has an Nisoyin that is exactly fit for him. The Prophet later on says, by the Akedah, the Prophet says, the Prophet Chof Beis, Prophet Yud Beis, V'yema Tisha Chod Chalana V'al Tasa Im Umar Ki Ata Yodati Yoelakim Ato. By the 10th Nisoyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now I know that Yoelakim Ato. Now I know that Yoelakim. Beforehand, Hashem had no idea. Ato Yodati, now I know Yoelakim Ato. Now that Yoelakim. Now what happens? He's been through 9 Nisoyin of Kids on the Ace. He's been through Mitzrayim. He's been through. What Nisoyin have we not go through? Now I know Yoelakim Ato. Before that, didn't know. What's the idea? One has to understand that Nisyonis are not meaning that a person that's a Nisyon as Chas V'Shalom, a person has got a gun put to their head. Yeah, you're walking down, Rukov Rashi, yeah, and suddenly out of a van, yeah, comes out 10 guys with ponytails, yeah, shaven heads, and they got little thing of Harry Kishka, yeah, and they're all drumming. And they say to you, unless you bow down to Harry Kishka, that's it, we're going to stab you to death, we're going to chuck you one of these green wheelie bins, and that's it, never going to see you again. And that's the person sees in the Nisoyin. And he thinks to himself, Baruch Hashem, L'chora, if these guys come, I'll probably, the layout properly, I'll probably run down the back lane, or I'll pretend and I'll quickly, the Nisoyin's not going to happen, or... That's not Nisoyin. Nisoyin, one has to be aware that a typical Nisoyin is a person with a tremendous masmid. Tremendous masmid. Person who learns in yeshiva 14, 15 hours a day. Hasmada Gemara. He gets married and his wife is a very, very sensitive, interrelationship kind of person. Yeah, and she has to have every night supper for over an hour. And tell him exactly, how she feels in the day, and describe to him exactly the baby's movements and how she feels about different things. And his head is working through Reb Chaim, and he's just thinking about all this form of the writing this time. And he sits there like glazed up, and he's nodding his head. That is his Nisoyin. His Nisoyin, which means this masmid is going to have a Nisoyin of getting a wife who needs you. Which means you got exactly what you're good at. You're going to get a person who's going to be exactly the one to get you at that Nisoyin.
Exactly
where you're supposed to be working hard. The coach will give you that Nisoyin to test you of really where you should be going. The absolutely correct thing is, of Shalom Bayis, is to sit there and nod until your neck sort of really stiffens, right? Yeah. And you carry on, and you to a degree, you get a person who is who has a very, very short temper. Person very short temper. Yeah, he gets a neighbor who is deaf, and he likes listening to music very, very loud. Yeah? That's the Nisayan. Going there and hammering down the thing and, you know, that's the Nisayan. I'll give another Nisayan. A Nisayan, because Avraham Avinu over here was a Nisayan, Avraham Avinu was Kulay Chesed. Kulay Chesed brought everybody in to throw out his own son. To kill his own son. Atu Yadav Jolikim Asa. If a person can work through Nisayan exactly what's made for him, and that Nisayan was exactly to get at his weak point, that's Yoelikim Asa. Let me just give you a mashal I heard this week from Rabbi Yomin Finkel. Rabbi Yomin Finkel is named Rabbi Yomin Hatzadik. He's one of the Finkels, one of the Finkels. He's a Mashgiach of Yeshiva. Said a very, very beautiful mashal. Just bear that in mind and let's finish off here. He says that there's he says there's a concept, you know, if you go to the what's it called, that big Niagara Falls, right? Let's take example Niagara Falls. You have Niagara Falls and you have this huge churning massive water coming down. I hear.